Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, November 11th. You'll be interested to know, today's Veterans Day. We honor the brave women and men who have answered the call to service, celebrating their courage, commitment, and the sacrifice they and their families have made for the United States. Join us today in giving thanks, sharing stories, and honoring veterans with gratitude, pride, and a spirit of national community. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with 2+ feet, waves rolling in. Conditions stay clean until around 9, when the wind shifts onshore and begins to pick up slightly. Through the afternoon, expect fair conditions with 2+ feet waves as the wind increases to onshore at 5 to 6 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with the 3-foot low tide, when the southwest swell is 1 feet at 18 seconds, and the offshore wind is 2 miles per hour. The first low tide on Tuesday will be 3 feet at 7:45 a.m., followed by a 5-foot high tide at 1:30. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start off clean with waves at 2 to 3 feet on Wednesday, offering a great morning session. Thursday sees a slight increase to 3+ feet, although conditions become choppy by midday. Friday brings choppy 3+ foot surf throughout the day, with stronger winds making it challenging, especially in the morning. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 61 degrees with 5-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:52, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:25. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early today, becoming partly sunny, with a high near 72 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect cloudy skies with a low around 60 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will start with patchy fog before 10 a.m. then turn partly sunny with a high near 66 and a west-southwest breeze up to 10 miles per hour. A 40% chance of showers arrives Wednesday night and continues as rain showers Thursday into Thursday night, with highs near 62 and lows around 58. Friday has a chance of showers with a cooler high near 59 before drying to mostly sunny Saturday with a high near 63. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, you do not need to steal art from the Getty to enjoy it at home, as the museum is giving it away. The Getty, one of Southern California's most renowned art museums, has made thousands of pieces available for free online, resulting in about 500,000 downloads this year alone. Roughly 88,000 artworks are accessible under the Creative Commons Zero License, placing them in the public domain for everyone to use, including famous pieces like Van Gogh's Eye Rises. To download, visit the Getty's website, use keywords in the search bar, and select the Open Content filter for high-resolution images. More content is on the way, as the Getty works through millions of archival materials for future public access. Now on to sports. Is baseball next for Kyler Murray? It is hard to envision another National Football League team giving up much for him, let alone assuring him a starting job. The Cardinals' decision to name Jacoby Brissett their starting quarterback did not matter in Week 10 against a red-hot Seahawks team in Seattle. It is clear the Arizona staff would rather bet its future on Brissett than on Murray, the 2019 number one draft choice, earning 7 times as much in annual salary. Murray turns 29 before next season, and the Major League Baseball's Athletics own his baseball rights. And if you are a fan of offense, Monday night in Green Bay was ugly. The Philadelphia Eagles defeated the Green Bay Packers 10-7 in a tightly contested match at Lambeau Field. The Eagles' chances of capturing the number one seed rose to 33% with this win. Jalen Hurts connected with Devonta Smith for a 36-yard touchdown pass, helping the Eagles improve to 7-2. Meanwhile, the Packers struggled, scoring their first points with just 5 minutes and 49 seconds left in the game. They fell from first to third in the NFC North standings with a record of 5 wins, 3 losses, and 1 tie. In local sports, Luka Doncic had an impressive night, scoring 38 points, which brings his total to 260 points through his first 7 games, joining elite company alongside Wilt Chamberlain and Rick Barry. The Los Angeles Lakers defeated the Charlotte Hornets 121-111, with Rui Hachimura contributing 21 points. Austin Reeves added 24 points, helping the Lakers win 6 of their last 7 games. Miles Bridges led the Hornets with 34 points, but the team struggled without their top 2 scorers. Doncic thrilled fans with 5 three-pointers and a spectacular dunk, showcasing his skills throughout the game. In top news, an observatory detected the first radio signal from the interstellar object, 3I Atlas, confirming its natural origin. This signal, detected by MeerKAT, a radio telescope in South Africa, was not a technological transmission. Instead, it showed lines of radio absorption by hydroxyl radicals, consistent with typical comet activity. Astrophysicist A.V. Loeb noted that continued monitoring is necessary to determine the nature of 3I Atlas. While some still speculate about its origin, the detection has sparked public interest in astrophysics. Mark your calendars for December 19th, when 3I Atlas reaches its closest point to Earth. In business news, Warren Buffett, the 95-year-old chairman and chief executive officer of Berkshire Hathaway, announced he is going quiet in his annual Thanksgiving letter. While he will continue writing messages to his children and shareholders, he will no longer write the annual shareholder letter once Greg Abel takes over as chief executive at the end of this year. Buffett expressed he generally feels good, despite the effects of aging on his balance, sight, hearing, and memory. He donated shares valued at roughly $1.3 billion to 4 family foundations. Buffett remains optimistic about Berkshire's future and discussed the importance of philanthropy and succession planning. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at $106,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just under $3,600. And XRP is up 3%. To $2.51. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Around the world, the race is on to harness the near-infinite power of nuclear fusion. In a small town in the south of France, a scientific mega-project is inching closer to solving global energy needs by building a star on Earth. The project, called ITER, aims to replicate the sun's process of fusion, which produces energy without carbon emissions. Despite facing delays and skepticism from some scientists, ITER has reached significant milestones, including the successful installation of the first vacuum vessel module. As nations collaborate, the project symbolizes hope for clean energy, though challenges remain ahead. The ultimate goal is to achieve energy-positive fusion by 2039. And in entertainment news, in an exclusive Exit interview, late-night host Steph Colbert reflects on his cancellation from The Late Show after nearly 9 years as the number one show in late night. Colbert humorously shares his surprise upon learning from his manager that the show would end, calling it interesting. He notes that the decision was purely financial, unrelated to the show's performance. Despite the cancellation, Colbert emphasizes his commitment to making the remaining episodes memorable. He describes the energy he receives from the audience as the best medicine and expresses gratitude for his time in late-night television. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American poet and essayist, Edgar A. Guest. And he said, "Courage must come from the soul within. The man must furnish the will to win. So figure it out for yourself, my lad. You were born with all that the great have had." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach.